Okay.
Mr. Chair, stand by.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Me. Good morning, everyone. This meeting of the Connecticut Board of Farms Permanent Examiners is hereby called to order at 10:01 a.m. on February the 20th. I'll go over the procedure we'll be following today. And just so you know, if you heard me before, there's obviously a small room that they put us in, so there's not enough seats for everyone. When we're done with all the preliminaries, you can wait out in the hall until your case is called, and then we'll bring you in and we'll proceed. So I apologize for not having seats in here.
And all we ask is you don't wander around and that you're out there when you...
Right.
Because we'll call you in. We'll go out and call you in when it's your turn.
All right, thank you. Okay, so for the record, and in advance of hearing testimony, I'd like to explain the procedures we'll be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. And under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, that means again, we hear everything, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It'll occasionally happen that facts and events as the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of the denial or revocation justify that denial or revocation, but additional facts or circumstances that come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Come on in, please. Okay. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination the other side. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to everyone testifying. So please be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and the issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Okay, so now this is how we proceed. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements, just a few sentences indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. First, the issuing authority goes, and then the appellant. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the applicant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify in your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party can cross-examine the witness. The board can also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all the testimony, the issuing authority and then the appellant can make a brief closing statement. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes go to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of the hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statute Section 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court rulings, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing appellants by name or noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by their title, appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and refer to each appellant only by their title, appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court rulings, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statute Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or the personal recollection of underlying events. Lastly, and I forgot to do this, please turn off your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hallway to do that so as not to disrupt the proceedings. One final note, under Connecticut law, if certain convictions or administrative orders remain on your record for which you've not received a pardon, the board does not have the authority to grant or reinstate your permit. Also, if you have moved out of the town from which you filed an appeal, likewise, we don't have the authority to grant the permit. You'd have to go back to this place where you actually live. So that's how we're proceeding today. All right. So I will now call the roll call of the board. Okay, Dr. Conrad is not here today. Mr. Gray?
Present.
Colonel Overturf?
Here, sir.
Colonel Lewis?
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Here.
Ms. Johnson?
Here, sir.
And myself. We have a quorum. We can proceed. We'll now call the cases. Does anyone here not know their case number? It's the thing that usually begins with a 22 or a 23, and then there's a dash and a number after that. Again, we're not using names. We're either going by the case number or the title appellant. If you're appealing, you're an appellant. Okay? All right. Case number one is case number 23-542. Is the issuing authority here?
Yes, present.
Is the appellant here?
Who's this person just walking in? Hold on, somebody's just walking in.
Okay, sir, your case number is 23-542.
No, we don't know.
No. One moment, please.
Okay, so that person is not here yet.
Not here. Case number two, 23-674. Issuing authority?
Present.
Is the appellant here?
The appellant is here.
Is here? Okay.
Where is that?
Yes, case number
23-674?
Yeah, is that?
Okay.
The dash R?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, dash R.
Okay. That's why we're going by numbers, so yep. Keep watching that. All right. Case number three, 23-546.
Here.
Issuing authority?
Yes.
Case number four, 23-475. Issuing authority?
Here.
Is the issuing authority?
Yes, they are here.
And the appellant's here. Okay.
Appellant's here.
Okay. Yes.
Case number five, 23-642.
Here.
Issuing authority?
Present.
Okay. Case number six, 23-529. Issuing authority? Is the appellant here?
Appellant has not checked in.
Case number seven, 23-474. Issuing authority?
Yes.
Is the appellant here?
The appellant is here.
Thank you. Case number eight, 23-503. Issuing authority?
Issuing authority.
Appellant? Good. Case number nine, 23-497. Issuing authority?
Yes.
And the appellant, okay. Case number 10, 21-686. Issuing authority?
Present.
And the appellant, okay. And case number 10, 25-011.
Issuing authority.
Is the appellant here?
Present.
Thank you. Okay. We will now administer the oath, so all testimony will be under oath. So anyone testifying today, please stand. Raise your right hand and I will administer the oath. Okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the testimony you shall give here today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or under penalties of perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so